The Siena College Research Institute has released the final installment of a four-part poll that takes a comprehensive look at the scope of the opioid crisis in New York. Siena pollster Don Levy says 90% of New Yorkers agree that the opioid crisis is more insidious than previous public health crises, as heroin and fentanyl overdoses are killing people at previously unheard-of rates.
Most of us recognize that this is a disease and it should be treated like a disease. But interestingly, not only did we find that a significant percentage of New Yorkers feel as though people who become addicted have moral failings, but we're a little bit torn. We're split right down the middle as to whether we, every single one of us in the community, does or doesn't have a responsibility to help the people who have become addicted.
The poll finds most New Yorkers want to hold drug companies financially responsible for the opioid crisis, punish doctors found to be over-prescribing, and strengthen prescription monitoring. 59% support increasing funding to syringe exchange programs.
And 60% of us also support improving access to medications like methadone, which in and of itself is an opioid, but it's prescribed to wean addicts off of opioids. So we're looking to treat folks who are addicted.
Capital Region law enforcement officials have long been aware of the seriousness of the opioid scourge. They've been proactive in dealing with the threat to health and public safety. The Albany County Jail has maintained a heroin treatment unit since autumn 2015. Sheriff Craig Apple.
We can make arrests all day long. It's not going to change anything. And it's not going to probably save anybody. But if we can get to these kids when they're young and let them know the devastating effects of heroin and opioids out there, you know, I think that's where we can make the difference and that's where we can change lives. But with that said, we can't just give up hope on the people that are, you know, addicted now.
The survey says nearly 6 out of 10 Capital Region residents have been impacted by the opioid epidemic, and 1 in 4 people say they know someone who has died of an opioid overdose. 85% of survey respondents favor making drugs like Narcan easily accessible and readily available.
So that law enforcement, medical professionals have access, have plenty of stock of Narcan, so that when they encounter someone who is overdosing, we can jump in at that point and try to save that life.
Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman agrees, telling Spectrum News,
"We need to get somebody from point A to point B into treatment as soon as we can."
Volkman was in Poughkeepsie over the weekend, touting Chatham Cares for You, a 2-year-old program that has fast-tracked more than 180 people into treatment instead of jail. Siena's Levy says 80% of New Yorkers support allowing doctors to order involuntary treatment for opioid addiction in cases where they believe that the patient's life is at risk, but are split over publicly funding efforts to combat the epidemic.
We're split 50-50. So it's interesting that we see it as an insidious crisis that's killing people, that it's a disease, but yet 50% of us are not quite sure whether we want to devote our tax dollars, our energy to fixing the problem.
59% oppose funding so-called supervised injection sites, as well as allowing doctors to prescribe heroin to the addicted. Levy summarizes the four-part poll's findings.
There are some places where the public is ambivalent. We're not quite sure. We say it's a disease, but there are times where we say that folks have moral failings, or we're unclear as to whether we want to pony up and pay. But when it comes to the crisis as a whole, what New Yorkers have told us is that they recognize that we need to address this from every possible angle. We need to support our law enforcement officials. We need to provide them with both the funding and the resources to save lives and to stop the flow of drugs. We need more work from our legislative and elected officials to strengthen the prescription drug monitoring. We need public awareness. We need doctors to understand appropriate prescriptions, as well as to understand how to treat addicts. And given that nearly 6 out of 10 of us are being touched by this crisis, we need every single concerned citizen to have a vehicle, to have a way to step up and try to end this crisis, which the public agrees is killing New Yorkers at rates that are simply unacceptable.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.